This week's episode of the PFW Chicago Football Podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate. This month's theme, Loot Crate, is going primal, talking about the word roar when you think of some of the cool items in this month's crate from Overwatch, Wolverine, Jurassic World, and Predator. I saw Jurassic World a couple months ago. I know it was a little late on it. Awesome movie. Loved it. I imagine there's going to be some really cool things in this month's crate. Remember, you're always going to get the monthly t-shirt and pin. What is LootCrate.com? Loot Crate, for less than $20 a month, you get some awesome gear from some of your favorite pop culture and movie franchises. And if you go to LootCrate.com/Shaw, use our promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W, you're going to get $3 off your first crate. That is S-H-A-W at LootCrate.com. $3 off your first crate. It is free easy time. We got a special Mike Glennon podcast for you, so let's talk some Bears. And welcome to PFW's Chicago Football Podcast, the Mike Glennon edition. I am your host, Kevin Fishbane, a special flash podcast, if you will, to discuss the quarterback that everyone in Chicago has been talking about all week long. Be sure to stick to ProFootballWeekly.com and ProFootballWeekly.com/Bears all week for all of the free agency news. We are recording this on Wednesday morning, just about 30 hours from the official start of the 2016 league year, when all the fun begins. On Twitter, we are at Bears_Insider. I am at KFishbane. Got my producer, Dan Mott, on hand. We'll talk to John Solly at the end of the show. And also, you can check out our top 100 free agent list at ProFootballWeekly.com. On that list, you'll find Mike Glennon, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. All reports indicate the Bears are the leaders in the clubhouse for Mike Glennon's services for what is scaring Bears fans. About $14 to $15 million a year is the reported contract that Mike Glennon might sign. Now, a lot can happen in the next 30 hours. Maybe this entire podcast will be rendered moot, depending on what happens Thursday afternoon. But it certainly seems like the Bears are in good position. If they want to use that salary cap space they have, they need a quarterback, and Mike Glennon is the best one available, whether you like it or not. So to talk more about Mike Glennon in a couple minutes, we're going to chat with Roy Cummings, who's been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat writer for a long time. Certainly knows Mike Glennon well from covering him for his last four seasons in Tampa. Roy's going to give us some really good insight into the situation. A couple non-quarterback items as we speak right now. The Bears have reported interest in Bills cornerback Stephon Gilmore. This is a former first-round pick, a guy who had five interceptions last year. Bills fans will say he had some gaffes in coverage, but you know, I think you get a guy with that size, that skill in a Vic Fangio defense, and it's exactly what the Bears need. Ricky Wagner, offensive tackle from the Baltimore Ravens, considered the best tackle on the market, and I imagine if he came to Chicago, we'll see what that means for Bobby Massey's future, but that would certainly be an upgrade at the tackle position. Brad Biggs has also reported DJ Swearinger, safety out of Arizona, is an option. I've seen Alex Marvez mention Cordero Patterson, the Vikings kickoff returner, wide receiver. Lots of names being attached to Chicago Bears right now, and they have a lot of needs. They have a lot of salary cap space. So we will know Thursday afternoon into Friday into Saturday what they end up doing. But right now, all the talk in Chicago is about Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Mike Glennon. Will he be a Bear? Will he stay in Tampa? Will he go to the Jets? Will he go somewhere else, 49ers? Or will he sign a massive contract to come in as, until the draft at least, the Bears' starting quarterback? To break down what the Bears or any team could be getting in Mike Glennon, we talked to Roy Cummings from Tampa Bay. Joining the program right now is Roy Cummings. You can check out his work at FanRagSports.com, FloridaFootballInsiders.com, as well as in our Pro Football Weekly magazines. You can follow him on Twitter at RCummingsFRS. And Roy, I'm bringing you on as our Mike Glennon expert. Chicago is panicking. Before we talk about what you know about Glennon from your time covering him in Tampa, I'm curious your immediate reaction when you started to see some of the numbers flying around about what the Bears or any team could be offering Mike Glennon.
I got to admit, I'm a little surprised. I'll say this. I'm not sure he's worth $12 to $15 million right now. If the contract says that he's worth $7, $8 million, and here are the incentives if you start, you know, a dozen games or more or something like that, I can understand it. My guess is that's what's going to happen. But, you know, for a guy who's only thrown, what, three or four passes in the last couple of years, it just seems a little pricey. But, you know, let's face it, this is it's a quarterback-driven league, to, you know, to throw out the old cliche. And there is just a dearth of quarterback talent in the league right now. It's very hard to find capable quarterbacks who are ready to step in and play for you. The draft doesn't really offer any this year. And I'll say this. This, I think, is the number one reason why Mike Glennon is at the top of a lot of people's free agency list of quarterbacks. The Buccaneers have spent 4 years doing what a lot of teams, such as the Cleveland Browns, for example, either can't do or won't do. And that's develop a quarterback. The Bucs have spent 4 years preparing this guy to be a starter. You know, obviously other things have happened in between that time. But he is a guy who has spent 4 years preparing for the moment when the team is his and he's got to run it. And there just aren't many quarterbacks that get that opportunity anymore who have the skill set that he has. It's a very accurate passer. He's got the height that you're looking for. Might not have the bulk that you want, but I think he's tougher than most people believe. And while he's not a guy who's going to run around like Cam Newton, he's a guy who can move around enough in the pocket to make himself put himself in a position to make good plays. So he's a real smart quarterback, and I think he's ready to play at a high level. So I can see why teams are interested in him. The money, yeah, it's a little dicey, but you know what? You always overpay in free agency.
What do you remember about when Tampa brought him in? Obviously, completely different regime back in 2013. But what was kind of the reason the Bucs drafted him? What did they see in him? What did they like in him when they brought him in as a rookie in 2013?
Well, the one thing you'll know about, first of all, Mark Domenech was the general manager then, and Greg Schiano was the head coach. And they were coming in, Greg Schiano in particular, was coming in at a time when it looked like Josh Freeman was going to be the guy, was you know, certainly looking at that time like he could be a player for this team going forward. He could be the franchise quarterback. But something, you know, and Greg Schiano said, well, we need something better. We need somebody to push him. And he liked what he saw in Mike Glennon. What he liked was, here's a guy who can spin the ball like few others. And, I mean, he really throws a nice tight spiral, a very catchable pass. Again, he's got the height. He interviewed very well at the combine. I know that for a fact. And again, he's just a very smart quarterback. And I think they were just kind of making sure that they had something in place that if things didn't work out with Josh Freeman, and again, Greg Schiano's a guy coming in, he didn't know much about Josh Freeman, but he knew a lot about Mike Glennon. So that was the reason that he felt a little bit more comfortable with Glennon. And it turns out as soon as Glennon gets here, you know, 3-4 games into that season, he's needed because Josh Freeman starts to melt down and the Buccaneers turn to him. They didn't have much around him. So the numbers don't look very good, but actually considering what he was thrown into and what he had around him, I thought Mike Glennon did a pretty good job that year in 2013.
Yeah. And Roy, I wanted to get into that because I think the people who are kind of backing Mike Glennon, when you look at the positives, you look back to what he had around him. And if he came to the Bears, he'd have a pretty good offensive line, a very good running back. Still questions about the wide receiver position. What was it about that 2013 roster? And then how did you know that was maybe a challenge for Mike Glennon? How did you see him kind of perform amidst that during his rookie year?
Yeah, he didn't have much of a running game. That was one of the years, one of the down years for Doug Martin. And it was a situation where you had Vincent Jackson really to throw to. There just wasn't the offensive line wasn't very strong, and it just wasn't a strong team, period. And, you know, and that hurt him a little bit. Plus, you know, he's thrown into a situation, you know, 3-4 weeks into the season as a rookie, wasn't quite ready. I mean, I don't think anybody thought that Mike Glennon was a player who was ready to step in as a rookie and play, yet there he was having to step in right away, hadn't developed yet. But, you know, he did the best he could. He kind of leaned on his own natural skill set, and I think he got the most out of it. You know, the numbers in some cases, not too bad, you know, through some interceptions. Yeah. But through some touchdown passes as well. So, you know, it looked like he was headed in a good direction. But then a year later, all of a sudden the Bucs change coaches. And next thing you know, Lovie Smith doesn't know enough about Mike Glennon to trust him. He trusted Josh McCown. He brought in Josh McCown and, at the end of the day, I think it probably was the best thing for Mike Glennon, because it gave Mike Glennon an opportunity to stay, work behind a guy like Josh McCown, who I think we all know is as good of a backup quarterback as there is. He's as smart a quarterback as there might be in the league, and certainly knows a lot of the nuances of the position, having been around the league for so long. So I think that helped Mike Glennon, but at the end of the day, it didn't help because he didn't get on the field very much.
From a personality standpoint, you talk about being able to develop behind McCown, and then obviously he had to sit back with the Jameis Winston show going on the last 2 years. How did he handle that from your perspective?
I thought he handled it great. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons that even if it's a situation where Mike Glennon goes in and he has an opportunity to start, but he knows it's going to be a competition, that nothing's going to be handed to him, which is my guess is that's what it will be. I don't think anybody's just going to hand him a starter's job, even though there may be starter's money in the contract. He's a guy who, look, if he loses the battle, he's a soldier. I mean, he says, okay, look, that's not my job right now. My job right now is to do this. He is a very team-oriented guy, and he knew every step of the way what was going on. He knew when Josh McCown came in, well, this is a guy who the head coach knows and trusts. I understand that. I was in that position once myself in college. He knew that when Jameis Winston was picked up that he'd yet to prove himself. Here's the Buccaneers with the first overall pick and two quarterbacks at the top of the draft. He knew, look, the timing's just bad for me, man. What am I going to do? He accepts his role. And I think in that regard, he's a tremendous team player. If things turn out where Mike Glennon goes to the Bears or whatever team it may be, and he loses the starter's job, he'll step back. He won't make a lot of noise, and he'll accept his job and do what he has to do to fight back and get the job back. So I think that's another thing that people like about him, and one of the reasons that he's kind of thought of so highly.
Yeah, plus if he takes that step back, Roy, he'll have, $10 to $15 million to step back into. So
yeah, that's a pretty good cushion to fall back on.
Exactly. We'll wrap up in a minute or two. Just wanted to get your take then on the current regime, because there are reports out there, and I know you're tuned into what's going on in Tampa, so I'm not sure what you heard, that Jason Light, that they wanted to make Mike Glennon the highest paid backup quarterback in the league. That was one of the reports, and they've said lots of glowing things about him. What is there to those reports from what you've heard, and what does that tell you? What do you know about what this current regime, Dirk Cutter, Jason Light, feel about Mike Glennon?
Well, you can go back a couple of years back when Jason Light first got here, and in the 2014 season, he got about 6 or 8 phone calls on draft day for Mike Glennon, and they weren't going to move him then because they didn't have anybody else. They weren't really sure what he was. They thought that it might be worth picking up an extra draft pick, but then the more people called, the more Jason Light said, boy, this guy must be pretty good. I need to really look into him before we move him and hold on to him, because they knew that Josh McCown wasn't a long-term answer. And they didn't know where they would be the year, the following year, the year after that. So he was intrigued by the fact that so many people were calling about Mike Glennon, number one. Then he got a chance and Dirk Cutter came in, and they got a chance really to kind of look at Mike Glennon and see what he's got. And they realized this kid's got starter caliber potential. A year ago, they offered him a 2-year contract worth $6 million, trying to get an extension out of him just to keep him from getting to the point where he is in free agency. That's how much they thought of him a year ago. Knowing this year that he was probably going to get something in that possible $12 to $15 million range, probably incentive-based deal, they went ahead and offered, hey, we'll give you the same 2-year extension, $8 million. We'll make you the highest paid backup in the league. That's how much we think of you, and here's the reason. Dirk Cutter has said many times that he knows for a fact, he's confident, he's convinced that if something were to happen to Jameis Winston, he could turn to Mike Glennon and Mike Glennon could start for him, win for him, and win consistently for him. There aren't too many backup quarterbacks in the league that you can feel that confident about, but he feels that way about Mike Glennon. He believes he's a starter in this league and that he can win in this league. And if you feel that way, well, when you got the cap room and you're not spending much on the quarterback as it is because you've got a rookie there, you can throw some extra money at him. So they've done that. And, they're still hoping they can get him. I think their chances are fading fast, but they're still hoping they can get him back.
Well, Roy, hopefully all of your insight has talked some Bears fans back from the ledge who are freaking out about the dollar values. But as you said, it's the quarterback position, and that's just kind of how it goes. And hey, maybe he won't even go to the Bears. Maybe there's a secret team out there that we haven't heard of. We all know how crazy free agency can be. But if he is in Chicago, Roy, we got the Mike Glennon revenge game in Tampa next fall. The Bears are playing the Buccaneers again. So you'll get a chance to see him in Tampa. Roy Cummings, you can check out his stuff at FanRagSports.com as well as FloridaFootballInsiders.com, a Pro Football Weekly contributor and a friend of the program. Roy, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Roy Cummings in that interview. And of course, this podcast brought to you by FanEssentials.net. How would you like to get all of your favorite NFL teams merchandise delivered straight to your doorstep? Go to FanEssentials.net. You pick your favorite sports team, and every month you get your team's gear shipped right to your door. Hey, maybe there's some Mike Glennon fans that want to go sign up and get some Buccaneers gear. Who knows what you want to do with that. But prices start at just $34.99. You go to FanEssentials.net. Use our promo code Chicago at checkout. That is Chicago, the greatest city in the world. You get 30% off your first month. Visit FanEssentials.net to get all the essentials you need. Bringing in my producer, John Sally, right now to talk a little bit more about Mike Glennon hysteria. And John, before we get into it, my favorite thing is I admitted to our listeners, it is 9:30 on Wednesday morning. We are now 29 and a half hours away from the start of free agency. And what if, like, the 49ers signed Mike Glennon and all of this was for nothing?
You know what? I'm okay with it. Yeah. Look, the Mike Glennon thing. Look, by all accounts, like, good locker room guy, works hard. There's been a bunch of, like, former teammates on Twitter who have, you know, sort of given him the seal of approval, but...
Like Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, the legend, Dan Orlovsky.
Who wouldn't want Dan Orlovsky's opinion on a quarterback?
I just, man, 14, 15 million, if that's what we're talking about for Mike Glennon, who's thrown, what, 15, he's been a part of, what, 15 snaps in the past couple of years? Kevin, I just don't see it.
Are you ready for my Mike Glennon hot take?
I am.
I haven't given it yet. I haven't given anyone my opinion on Mike Glennon.
That's why you listen to this podcast, folks.
I don't really have a strong opinion on Mike Glennon.
Nobody does. Well, actually, that's not true. Everybody does.
My entire Twitter timeline does. All right, let's look at the facts. The fact of the matter is, if you want to sign a quarterback to start, you want to sign him in free agency, he's 27 years old, you're probably going to have to pay him a lot of money. And it sucks, but that's just the way it works. And let me put it this way. It is ridiculous, the idea that the Bears would pay Mike Glennon $14 to $15 million a year.
$15 million for Mike Glennon.
But do you know what's even worse and more ridiculous, John? The fact that the Bears are even in this situation and even in position to do this. That's the bigger problem. Okay. I understand it can't be corrected. I understand it's why people are complaining about Mike Glennon and the potential contract. But the problem is the Bears put themselves in the spot by screwing up this position year after year after year, decade after decade after decade. And by not drafting a quarterback in the early rounds in 10 years, you have put yourself in this position where you need a quarterback that has any semblance of upside. And you cannot go into next year with a rookie and Connor Shaw and Matt Barkley. You got to have somebody that you can be comfortable under center. And unfortunately, someone like Mike Glennon is going to cost you that kind of money. And if you're Ryan Pace, you have to try everything you possibly can at the position this offseason because you didn't really do much of it the last 2 years. So now you're stuck. You got a head coach that might need a 8-8 or 9-7 season just to save his job. And you have Ryan Pace, who certainly can't necessarily feel that comfortable about his situation, although I think you got to give him a couple more years, certainly. But you have to keep swinging. You got to keep chopping wood, to take a John Fox metaphor, and unfortunately the Bears are stuck where the best possible option on free agency is Mike Glennon, and you know that's just where they are right now. And I think here's the thing, John, if they sign Mike Glennon and then don't draft a quarterback to like the fourth or fifth round, then you'll hear me be like, that's ridiculous. But you take Glennon, you take quarterback in the first three rounds who you think could be a starter one day, you have those two guys, you have Connor Shaw. And you can work with those players. And from what I've seen from the Ricky Wagner rumors, the Stephon Gilmore rumors. It certainly doesn't seem like anything they'd pay Mike Glennon is going to prevent them from signing somebody else. If down the line in 2019, we find out that the contract they signed Mike Glennon to kept them from signing this player or this player, then you can be like, okay, that was ridiculous. But as of now, they have the cap space and they're stuck. And that, my friend, is my Mike Glennon hot take, which in the too long don't read TLDR is they don't really have much of a choice.
What? Let me ask you this. What is the difference between Mike Glennon and Brian Hoyer?
4 years in age, for one thing. Because you sign Brian Hoyer, that is not somebody who could theoretically, potentially turn into a long-term starter. I'm not saying Glennon will, but he's got a much better chance of doing that than Brian Hoyer. I think the Bears know what they have in Brian Hoyer, and there's upside that Mike Glennon provides you that Brian Hoyer does not provide you. You've seen what you get from Brian Hoyer. I like Brian Hoyer, and my original, and I've said this on this podcast before, I thought they should re-sign Brian Hoyer and draft a quarterback in the first or second round. That has been what I have suggested. But obviously, they see something in Mike Glennon. If they see something in Mike Glennon that tells them that he has upside, you have to take that swing.
I don't know. I guess I disagree. I feel like if you're going to sign a bridge quarterback and then draft a quarterback early, why not just make it Hoyer, who's going to be much cheaper? And didn't Glennon get tendered? Did he not?
He did not. He's unrestricted.
Unrestricted. Okay, so it's not going to cost you a draft pick, but Hoyer's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper, and if you're going to just have a bridge quarterback or someone you're drafting early on anyway, why not save yourself the money, which then you can go spend on somebody better to improve your team?
I totally understand that, and as I said, I think the Hoyer option has merit. Well, frankly, let me put it to you this way, John. Would you rather the Bears trade the number 3 pick this year and maybe a second rounder next year for Jimmy Garoppolo, or pay Mike Glennon and know when you'd have to sign Garoppolo to a contract extension once the trade is finished, or sign Mike Glennon to whatever contract you sign Mike Glennon to?
I don't like giving up that much for Garoppolo right now either. And that goes back to your larger point, is that the Bears put themselves in this position where there really is no great option out there. There's no slam dunk.
I think Ryan Pace needs to bring in as many quarterbacks as possible that could potentially be the answer. Brian Hoyer could be your guy for a couple years. Brian Hoyer is not the answer at the position. And I think if you have Glennon and you have Deshaun Watson, or Glennon and Trubisky, or Glennon and Kaiser, Glennon and Mahomes, then you have two guys who could compete for the job. You have a solid backup quarterback position. And I've seen the comparisons to the Seahawks. They threw a ton of money at Matt Flynn. They drafted Russell Wilson. Now, look, I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen, because that was, I don't want to call it a miracle, but that was pretty, you know, fortuitous what happened to Seattle. I think fans should be more frustrated in why the Bears are here. Because the fact that they are here is putting them in this spot.
Yeah, and I guess my whole wish is, if you're going to do bridge quarterback, I'd rather you save the $14 million, which I think I've already said. Let me ask you this, and it's probably an unfair question. I don't think there's a good answer. But if Mike Glennon was in the draft this year, where would he go?
That's a really good question. Now, are we talking 27-year-old Mike Glennon or 23 or 22-year-old Mike Glennon?
Let's say it's 23-year-old Mike Glennon.
That's a great question, because he went behind some bad quarterbacks in the 2013 draft.
Yeah,
my friend Eli Cabron was like, "Can you predict the 5 quarterbacks ranked ahead of Mike Glennon in the Pro Football Weekly draft book?" And they were Matt Barkley and Geno Smith.
Oh.
I mean, it was ugly. That was not a good draft class at all. Quick side note, you say what you will about Phil Emery, that Kyle Long draft pick could go down as one of the greatest draft picks of all time, considering how miserable that 2013 draft was, and the fact that Kyle Long is a 3-time Pro Bowler with more Pro Bowls to come.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, go back and look at that 2013 draft, that first round is awful. That is one of the worst first rounds in recent NFL draft history. So, yeah, I agree. That Kyle Long pick, it just looks better and better every year.
You know, I think that Glennon would be probably, you know, he wouldn't be, I think, in the Watson, Trubisky, Kaiser conversation, but I think he would be Patrick Mahomes is my guess. He would be the next guy.
Okay.
Is my guess. You know, again, I don't remember a ton of what was being said about Glennon coming out of college. That he has always had a big arm, and
big arm can't move.
But that's why, you know, if the Bears go sign Ricky Wagner, you got a pretty good tackle. You have maybe the best interior line in the game. You have a really good running back. There's some situations. I guess I totally understand the consternation with the idea of giving Mike Glennon this big of a salary. I totally understand it. I'm just trying to explain that the Bears have to be in a position to try, you know. And I think
it's going to be really, really funny if the Bears, let's say they give Glennon the $15 million, and then they go out and draft Kaiser or Watson or Trubisky at number three, and by week 10, Mike Glennon is a $15 million backup.
Yeah, and that's why if this does happen, I'm really curious to see how they structure this contract. I mean, they would have to. I would avoid putting a lot of guarantees in 2018 because you don't want to have a Houston Texans situation where they owe Osweiler $16 million in 2018 or 2017.
That's so much for Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. So, you know, I listen, if this is a contract that has guaranteed money for 3 years, you know, if this is a contract that's hard to get out of, then you can talk to me and I will, you know, lambast the move a little bit. But that doesn't sound like Ryan Pace. And this is a really interesting spot, John, for Ryan Pace, who has been so calculated in his moves. Mm-hmm. But he admitted he's going to be aggressive. But he also said that famous line that I mentioned last week on the show, Moon Mullen, which is essentially you never forget overpaying for somebody. You can get over not signing somebody, but you can't get over overpaying. So this is a shot that he's taking, and we've never seen him in this situation where he's got to bring in a quarterback. But this is where the Bears are.
And okay, so let's say they sign Glennon. Does that reduce the chances of? I think the chances of this happening are low already, but reduce the chances of Alshon Jeffrey returning to Chicago.
I think the fact that Alshon Jeffrey, I'd be stunned at this point if Jeffrey comes back, just because I still can convince that some team's just going to throw him a ton of money that the Bears aren't willing to give him. So that's, I don't know how this is going to factor in. Look, there for this year, I don't see Glennon in 2017, whatever contract they give him, getting in the way of what they do this offseason. I think the way the contract is formed, it could give them some problems in 2018.
Okay.
That's, you know, they're going to find a way to do whatever they can this offseason. Also, by the way, for any Bears fans who are hoping for a compensatory pick for Alshon Jeffrey, not happening, because they're going to end up signing like three or four big ticket guys. So they're not going to get what would be a third round pick. The Bears haven't had a compensatory pick since 2009, and that's not necessarily good, and that's probably going to continue. Also, I find it fascinating that fans are so interested by compensatory picks, because you're literally talking about next year's draft. Like, you're talking about something that's going to happen in 14 months.
It's always draft season.
It's always draft season. It's always silly season. It's speculation season. It's fun season, though. I kind of like this time of year because we're going to know a lot more about the 2017 Bears in the next couple days. And we'll see if Mike Glennon's their quarterback. We'll see if Stephon Gilmore's their cornerback. We'll see if people will stop tweeting at me thinking that I'm in charge of the Bears and telling me that good luck paying for Stephon Gilmore. I'm not paying for anyone.
Kevin, just, why don't you sign this AJ Bouye guy?
And let me make it clear, I'm not telling Ryan Pace he should sign Mike Glennon. I'm just telling you, hey, got to hear both sides, right, John?
The McClaskies are doing it again.
Oh, man. Yeah, and here's that. If they do sign Glennon and then two other big ticket items, no more calling the McCaskies cheap. That's for sure.
No, just dumb.
There you go. So, all right, that'll do it for our what we call this, John, the emergency Mike Glennon podcast.
Oh, those are words that shouldn't go together.
Which is going to be so funny if for some reason he doesn't end up as a Bear. But big thank you to my producer, Dan Mott, our guest on the program, Roy Cummings, giving us some really good insight on Mike Glenn. And John, maybe you should go back and listen to some of it. Maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better. Actually, no, there's nothing that'll make you feel good about the Bears paying him $15 million a year.
No, I really doubt. Unless some of that money is going to me, I don't understand the moves.
That's not how it works, John. That's not how any of this works.
Oh, fine.
Thank you to my man and frustrated Bears fan, John Solly. Follow all of our stuff all week throughout free agency at ProFootballWeekly.com. Go buy our draft magazines available now at ProFootballWeekly.com. Follow us on Twitter at Bears_Insider. A lot of moves coming. We'll break it all down for you next week with more Bears talk, and maybe they'll have a new quarterback.